This is a beautiful night, and it's perfect for what I had in mind to do tonight. The fact that it's beautiful weather, the fact that we hear sounds of kids over there, and everything like that. We're gonna do a bit of a different session tonight. The first part, and maybe the whole part, depending on how it goes, is gonna be on effortless mastery. How many of you have heard of that book and or have read that book? Have you read the whole thing?
Yep.
I should have recorded what you just said, because you said something really great in there. Can you remember what the quote was? It was something that you already have everything you need. Can you say it again?
Well, I think the effortless part is what he stresses the most. So, you know, he has these exercises where you just kind of lightly move your fingers over.
But without getting into too much detail, okay. Can you just remember the phrase?
I think his premise is that you can play expertly and effortlessly when you play within your limit fully. You know, fully realize the music that you're playing.
Okay, I'm going to interject. I think more what you said, even better, was you now have the tools to play effortlessly and beautifully. And that was the essence of it right there,
okay.
At whatever level you're at. And that's a concept that the ego doesn't necessarily even want to hear, or we fear that we're not ready to hear this. And everyone who signs up for a clinic, myself included, there's always a sense of searching. You know, when I learn this next thing, I'll be okay. Or whatever, where there's a sense of uneasiness, which in some ways is healthy because it spurs us on to do more, to learn more, you know, right? But there's never the one thing that you learn that changes that feeling of restlessness, except, or there never can be from the outside. It can only come from within you. And so we're going to actually do a little meditation together to start the session. And we're going to go from there. I have a few things in mind. It's perfect that we're at Foundational Light and that it's a beautiful night and we happen to be, you know, it couldn't have been more perfect to have to sit out here. And let me just tell you that, like, it never goes away, that feeling. No matter how advanced you are, I've heard stories of, you know, even like John Coltrane, for example, like, somebody sees him in between sets at the Village Vanguard and they say, "It sounds really great, John." And he says, "If only it sounded as good as it did in my head before the gig." You know, like even a musician like that is unsatisfied with whatever is happening, potentially. So that just goes to show you, it never goes away. The only way it goes away is you giving yourself permission to be a master right now. But wait, I can't be a master. I'm just starting, or I'm only this, or my phrasing is not this, or I don't have the chord vocabulary, or blah, 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 right? That list will never go away. Your mind can always come up with 20 things why you can't be a master. But it's not about the mind. It's about being a little kid playing an instrument you've never touched before and enjoying the sound of it. So that's enough preamble. We'll get into it. And I'm going to want to make sure that everyone's cool with this or has any questions or comments before I ask you all to close your eyes. And I'm actually going to lead you through a guided meditation. The author's name is Kenny Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R. And this is not about him necessarily. I've read the book several times over several, like many years. Like first time was like 20 years ago, and then another 10 years ago, and then I reread it recently, and I've taken some of his online courses, and I've done other stuff too. I can't remember. I've heard like an interview, and I've done two online courses with him, in addition to the class, and it's really wonderful. It's a lifelong thing, and you don't hear it too much. No matter what happens in this clinic, this might be the session that helps you the most. Because what happens when you go to a clinic? You learn all this stuff. It's really fun. But then what happens sometimes even 3 days or 3 years, it doesn't matter what the time is, after the clinic, how much does your playing really change? Or even more importantly for this session, how does your attitude toward playing in general change for the positive? That's the key right there. If your attitude toward playing changes so that you enjoy music more every single time without feeling overwhelmed or feeling blah, etc., etc., that's a huge change right there. So you ready? Awesome. Here we go.